This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, April 28th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. On Sunday morning, Colorado Springs police officers were contacted in the 1700 block of North Union Boulevard and were told about a male subject that was trespassing and had previously verbally assaulted employees of a business in that area. Officers contacted the suspect and he became argumentative, physically aggressive, and non-compliant with those officers. Physical force was ultimately utilized to detain the person, who was later charged with multiple offenses and was found to have outstanding warrants for his arrest. Neither the suspect or officer sustained any injuries. That suspect has been identified as Adam Borges. A Colorado Springs man is set to be sentenced in federal court Monday for trying to provide national security information to people he thought were with Russia back in 2022. On the other side of that exchange with Jared Dalk was an undercover FBI agent. Dalk, a former agent with the NSA, pleaded guilty to all six of his charges he was federally indicted on by a grand jury last fall. Monday morning, a judge will either sentence him to life in prison or the death penalty for treason in federal court. Although the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Colorado has indicated in court records they will not be seeking the death penalty in his case. On Saturday, the Taekwondo community in Colorado Springs got together to prove that breaking things can actually help the community. The United States Taekwondo Center brought students and experts together Saturday for a board breakathon at Pine Creek High School. The event raised money for Angels of America's Fallen, an organization that helps the children of fallen firefighters, military, and law enforcement officers. About 1,500 boards were punched and kicked in the name of raising money at the event. This was the Taekwondo Center's 17th board breakathon, and they have raised more than $500,000 for local nonprofits over the years. The Los Angeles Lakers finally cracked the Denver Nuggets' mastery of the rivalry and extended their playoff lives for at least another game. A series with clear patterns and rhythms finally changed in the Lakers' favor on Saturday night. For the fourth straight game, Los Angeles took a double-digit lead before the Nuggets rallied in the second half behind Nikola Jokic. But for the first time in the series, the Lakers did not wilt under the defending champions' pressure. 39-year-old LeBron James scored 14 points in the fourth quarter on 6 of 8 shooting, again carrying the Lakers late in his 21st NBA season. Game 5 is Monday night in Denver. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Mostly clear skies for southeast Colorado overnight. We're looking at low temperatures just above freezing. Then for Monday, lots of sunshine, warmer too, with a high around 68 degrees. Tuesday and Wednesday, warm, mainly dry. Possible passing shower on Wednesday afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s both days. Thursday, good chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be cooler with highs in the mid 50s. And then on Friday, sunshine with a high temperature of 61. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.